Late nights with Trav and Lowe's.
You hear that? Those are papers.
How do we start this episode off?
Welcome to another Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's.
With Trav and
Today is Lowe's. April.
April. O'Neill.
O'Neill. April O'Neill.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna kick it off lightly.
Okay.
With this one. I want to talk about the benefits of writing.
Writing.
Psych.
We're having another. Oh. I was like, we're gonna have another writing episode. Okay, good. I've been writing lately, so I need that.
I'll tell you a benefit of it though is that when you need a podcast, you go back and look at your free writing that you
what?
Do in the morning, and you pull out.
Is that what this is from? Is it from a free rest?
Yeah, it's a free
free writing.
It's from a free writing. Yeah.
Really.
So I was reading through it while Travis hung out and watercolored.
Yeah.
And
I got the bug.
You got the bug. And so this is an excerpt of a free writing, and I titled it "A Lesson to My Younger Self."
Okay.
Right, and this is the thing in the middle, and I said, I guess if I were to think about what is the one lesson I would tell my younger self, it would be this. Now, before I tell you what this is, a little bit about free writing. It's allowing yourself in the morning 10 minutes to just all over the page.
You know what time I leave in the morning?
What time?
6:40. You know what time I woke up?
6:36.
Yeah. This morning, honestly, like out of bed to out the door, 4 minutes.
Dude.
Yeah. I did manage to brush my teeth. That's a win.
Oh, I've started cutting my commute in the morning.
Okay.
By bringing my toothbrush and toothpaste with me.
I love it. I want to see you on the train, just like just chooching along.
Commute and brush.
Commute and brush. Life hack.
So if you can free write 1 to 3 times a week, I think it'll be a strong thing. Whether it's in the morning, whenever it makes sense.
Yeah.
Free writing is good.
Recommended in the morning for some reason.
It is.
I don't know why. Good way to start the day.
Well, it's a good way. It's an accomplishment.
It's like a cup of coffee.
It gets you going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Accomplishment. I like that. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
There you go.
Because my mind is foggy as heck in the morning.
Yeah.
But accomplishment is something I could use right in the morning. Yep. That would be set you off good. Oh, isn't there like some statistic you were mentioning earlier in like a episode or two ago about like if you can do XYZ before 2 hours of the day, then it sets the rest of the day up for success?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a million of those anecdotes, but what's your free writing about?
So a lesson to my younger self. So what is it? It would be this. Mind your habits, especially the ones you care about. They are fragile and require finesse and attention. Pay close attention to them and protect them, please.
Habits.
Mind your habits,
yeah.
Especially the ones you care about, because they're fragile and require finesse and attention. Pay close attention to them and protect them, because if you don't do that, other habits will sneak in.
Why are bad habits hard to break and good habits hard to make?
Good habits are hard to make because the bad habits are in the way.
I'm with you on there. I'm shaking my head. That's true. They just get in the way.
They get in the way, and they're easy. Bad habits are easy.
Oh.
Right. It's
bad habits are easy.
Bad habits are easy.
That's why video games were a bad habit for me. Because they're just easy.
They're easy.
I'd be like, what do I want to do tonight? Nah. And then end up playing video games.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a remote.
So easy. You don't have to make choices. Mm. You don't have to be deliberate. You don't have to fail.
You don't have to fail, which is hard.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah.
And then I go, okay, so an elaboration on changing habits.
Back to free writing is what we're doing.
Back to the free writing, yeah. I write, okay, so an elaboration on changing habits. How do you start? How do you start to change a habit? And I wrote down that I, Lowe's, am a person who is able to cut things out cold turkey. That's a thing that I can do. I don't know if that's the way to do it, but that is the way I do it.
How did you learn that you're like that?
And have done it, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But how did I learn that I am a cold turkey kind of guy?
A cold turkey.
It tastes good.
Yeah, cold ass turkey.
It's cold and salty. How did I learn that?
Like, show me. You mentioned video games in the past few episodes, and we shared that. Tell me another thing you cold turkeyed. Like, I want to see the precedent for this statement.
Yeah, another thing I cold turkeyed when I was in high school, when mm-hmm. I was 15 years old, 14, 15, I was extremely overweight.
Really?
Extremely, yeah.
Really? I thought you were a sporty guy.
I became sporty.
Oh.
I've always played sports growing up.
Yeah.
I was overweight.
Oh.
A lot overweight.
Okay.
And so, what was my diet at that time?
Yes.
Doritos. Cup of noodles. Pepsis. Coca-Colas.
All American dream.
All American dream. Cookie dough.
just straight cookie dough.
Straight junk. And the like carbohydrate rich foods that as a Latino, yeah, I would eat growing up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So the best of American cuisine,
yeah,
and then like the heavy carb loaded Latino food,
yeah, like oily, like baked in oil, like,
oily, yeah, rices, breads, tortillas.
It makes me hungry.
Yeah, it's good, huh? And so cold turkey.
What's the El Salvadorian pupusas?
Pupusas.
Oh, my life.
Pupusas.
Those are so. Lowe's took me to some pupusas, and he was like, "This is legit. This is good stuff." And I was like, "This. I have no precedent for what pupusas are, but this, whatever I'm eating, is amazing."
Google pupusas. P-U-P-U-S-A-S. And it's
so good.
It's pupusas, not poo-poo sauce.
Poo-poo sauce. Pupusas. Was I saying it wrong? Pupusas.
No.
How do you, now I'm saying pupusas.
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 There you go.
Yeah?
All right. So another precedence here is I said to myself, okay, I'm done being overweight. I want to be able to run at the speed that I need to run so that I can play at the level that I want to play for soccer, lacrosse, rowing.
And you cold turkeyed the Doritos?
I cold turkeyed my entire diet. And from one day to another, switched from everything that I was eating to a light breakfast, a healthy snack in between, which was, it was always an apple. And then I'd come home and I'd make myself a George Foreman grilled chicken salad.
Yeah.
And then immediately after that, I started to work out every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sit-ups, pull-ups, and run.
Right, because I've seen pictures of you. It must have been like after the turkey. Because I was like, Los was a healthy teenager.
Yeah, yeah. So that,
you're a good-looking, strapping young man.
I was strong.
And yeah.
Strapping. So that, but it was from that change.
Okay.
So it was a cold turkey.
Nice. Can't beat a turkey.
Can't beat a turkey, man. Yeah, so
T-shirt.
So that was one. I've also cold turkeyed my environment. I removed myself from where I was in Virginia, where I wasn't in like a good place.
Uh-huh.
I completely, in like 20 days, removed myself from there and moved to the West Coast.
Right.
So there's precedence.
Got it.
Here's a thought to creating habits, though. So how do you start to create new habits? And I wrote down, it needs to be a violent act.
Yeah. I like the description.
What I mean by this is that creation has been and will always be violent.
Mm-hmm.
The creation of things are violent. The universe, anything you make, like there is violence in it.
You're smashing things together.
Yes. You're aggressively gluing pieces of paper together. Squish, squish. And so on the other side of creation is destruction. And destruction has never been gentle.
Mm-hmm.
It has always been violent. So with that being said, the way to start a new habit is to violently break old habits.
Right. Violently break old habits. This kind of reminds me of like when somebody goes into like some military training, the first thing they do is send you to boot camp, which the whole goal, as I understand it, I'm not a military person, but is to like break you.
Yeah.
Is to strip away every like habit and nuance of character and make you become like more or less identity-less.
Yeah.
So that you can become hoo-ah, you know, like one of the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's a violent act, really. Yeah. Is when you go into these type of training, they strip away your identity as an individual and make you a part of the team.
Nice. I like that you're talking about part of the team, because in the next episode we talk about
violent teams.
Violent teams. Yeah, so you violently break all the habits, and then here's my closing remarks, is pay attention to the habits that are draining you of energy. And I've said this in two other episodes.
Oh, totally.
Pay attention to the habits that are draining you of energy. Really pay attention to them. What drains you of energy? This is what being drained of energy feels like. And I talk about the things that I was feeling. When you're done with said habit, you will feel sluggish, frustrated, unhappy, unfocused, directionless, and out of control. And these are the feelings that accompany the habits that drain you of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling that way, you're getting drained. So.
Yeah, there's... So my wife and I were talking to our kids today about stress.
Mm.
I'm like, do you know what stress is? And my daughter, she's 7. She's like, it's when you're mad. And we're like, I mean, kind of. Like what happens is when you're in stress is there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Right? Your body is flush with this chemical called cortisol. And the idea, you know, what's it called? Evolutionarily, I guess, like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to say this worse. You know, according to evolution, it's like, you know, there's a bear behind you. Oh, and you get flushed with this like fight or flight. And you have to take care of something and you have to move fast. And you get this like, you know, adrenaline, cortisol, kind of like chemical flushed through your body. And so I said to my daughter, when someone is stressed, do they talk softly or do they yell?
Mm.
She goes, oh, they yell. And I go, do they tap nicely on the table or do they slam the table? Mm. And she's like, oh, they slam. And I'm like, this is when we're stressed, we literally become a different person because there's different like things acting upon our bodies. And I totally lost my point. What were you talking about earlier?
I was talking about how you get a sense when you're feeling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we said, well, what happens after you've had, like, you know, your body has washed that away? You are exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who's got done with a fight or got done with, like, a negative experience, like, highly emotional, like a breakup, for example, you just go to bed.
Yeah.
After you break up with someone, you just, like, you're so tired. Or after, like, you watch this emotionally draining movie, you're so tired.
Yeah.
And the reason is because the heightened awareness, the heightened kind of like, you know, everything is draining your body. Mm. And this is like what a draining activity is like, right? Like a stressful activity, like, you know, I would be like, oh, I'm gonna relax and play some video games. But come on, there's like lights flashing on my screen. I'm trying to react quickly, like pressing buttons. Yeah. Monsters are jumping out and like gobbling my face. Like, yeah. That's not relaxing. It's fun, sure. Yeah. It's not relaxing.
Yeah.
And the result is what you're talking about. Like, I'm actually drained.
Yeah.
And I can't create, I can't do, I can't become any better than I was before.
Yeah, yeah. I like that you said that, Travis. And Travis, if you were listening, has done away with video games.
Gone.
They're gone. He sold his Xbox.
Aggressively, violently.
He violently sold that on Craigslist.
In one 24-hour period, I was like, everything is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you weren't really creating during that time.
When I was playing video games? No. No.
Yeah. And... you were before recording, you were talking to me how you feel alive again.
Dude, I feel like
right now
rebirth.
Yeah, rebirth. What is it though? And it's because you've replaced it with a positive habit that gives you energy.
Yes.
And at the top of the episode we started talking about, oh, Travis was watercoloring, but you really are taking that on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've reapplied myself to sketching and painting. And you know, I used to, when I was a kid, I used to draw a lot. I was a big fan of comic books, so I draw like superhero scenes a lot. And it's something that I, you know, very much has been a part of me for a long time that I have neglected for maybe like 8 years. I used to draw when I first got married, but I kind of stopped when I got into my career.
Yeah.
And my career is not exactly drawing figures or scenes. It's about like organizing content,
yeah.
You know, organizing boxes and hierarchies. So it's still creative, but it's different.
Yeah.
And tapping into this like really old, like I feel like I'm awakening an old friend, like, hey buddy, remember me? It's like a reunion.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's like in Tron when the main character sees Clue again.
Uh-huh.
And they reunited again. Am I not to create the perfect system? Yeah, this has been awesome. So take stock of what's draining you of energy. It's been top of mind for the last 3 months because I've been kind of like going through it.
Yeah.
And
like you shouldn't ever not be going through it. Like it's okay to like ebb and flow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think as long as you're not just being crushed.
Yeah.
This is where you want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're there. We're there for you. And speaking of being there for you, we have a review.
Holla at ya, boy.
Holla at ya, boy. On iTunes, and it says, the best friends of my ears and motivations.
Best friends of my ears?
My ears and motivation. this is a 5-star rating by Juan Parales. Juan Parales.
Best friends of your ears.
Always, when I'm looking for motivation, improve myself, or listen to something to keep going on my work/job, I listen to you too. Also, with your nice sense of humor and friendly voice, I can feel the friendship through your words. Thanks for so many nice advices and good vibes. Take care, guys, and keep going with this amazing work.
That's so nice.
Juan, thank you very much.
I like it. I what I really liked about what he was saying is that he can sense not just like that we're talking about good things that are helping him through his day, but like that it's just friendly. It's just like, this is what late nights is about. It's got this attitude. It's got this atmosphere where we're like, here's what I've been dealing with today.
Yeah.
Here's what I've been thinking about. Lois, this is what I wrote this morning in my free writing.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be friends and talk about it. Yeah. And like, you're not trying to change me. You're trying to let me understand you. And that's what I love about this show.
Yeah, this is cool. All right, there's been another Late Nights.
With Trav and Lois.
With Trav and Lois.
Sunday. Remember that episode? What was that even? What was that joke? That was a while ago.
Yeah, it's like a car salesman. Come to the store on a Sunday.
Car extravaganza.